Good day. It's not morning. That's what I was gonna say. It's 1:26 in the afternoon. Okay, let's see. I want to try to talk closer to the mic because I haven't really listened to like try to improve my podcast like quality in a while. So I'm kind of just feel like being closer to the mic, because I'm okay when it sounds like this, but sometimes, you know, I'm leaning back, it kind of sounds like this, which isn't necessarily bad, but I just think it sounds a little better from here. It's a little, you know, it's pretty crisp. Okay, just because I don't know, just because I thought of that and I'm like, okay, I really haven't tried to improve, you know, behind the scenes in a while. And I think it's okay. I'm pretty okay with how everything is. Like, I don't think it, I think that some people just overcomplicate it. So I'm trying to, I don't want to overcomplicate it, but I want it to at least be, you know, well. So anyway, here we are. I'm going to try to be close. I might forget and lean back at some point, but if I think about it, then I'll just lean back up. Okay. Okay. So it's Wednesday. Haven't seen you since last Wednesday, but really haven't seen you since last Monday. That was the first time I ever scheduled to post a post. And I did that because me and Cheyenne were hanging out on Wednesday and I wanted to do a little solo. I kind of missed you guys privately. So I did that. And then, yeah, now I'm back. No Cheyenne today. We're gonna hang out on Sunday. So let's see. Okay, first I'll tell you about my week, and then, because I kind of don't know what I want to talk about today, I have a few things in my life that we'll get to that at some point, but I don't want that to be my main topic of today, because today I'm having a really good day and I wanted to, not really good, but pretty good. And I want to keep that vibe going. Okay, so for the vibes, today I was going to record it in my bedroom so it could be a little cozy. It was kind of rainy, but then by the time I got home and was ready to do this, it's not raining. And it's kind of like, the sun is out, but it's not consistent. It's a little bit gloomy, but it's not rainy. And I'm pretty pissed off. I wish it was. I love the rain on my day off, because then I can be unproductive and it feels like that's what I meant to do. Because usually if I'm not extremely productive physically, then I kind of feel like I wasted my day and I kind of feel like shit about myself. So if it's raining, then it feels like that's what the day is intended to be for. So now I feel differently. But I'm keeping the vibes going, and I'm not recording in my room because Chris got off work early, and you know, he wouldn't be able to hear me, but it would just, it changes the vibe a little bit, just because there's more people in the house. Because right now Brianna's at work, Brody's outside, he's riding his bike right now, I'm pretty sure, and then my mom's working, and then my grandma's in her room. So now that Chris is home, you know, he hangs out in the living room or his room, and he usually wears his headphones after works and just kind of chills until my mom gets off. But I don't know, I just wanted to feel alone. But now that he's here, now there's two, now only one person is not home. So it's different when one person is not home versus two people. And it's not a big difference, but it just feels different. Now it kind of feels like almost everybody's here. So I was like, I'll just record outside. I'll take the vibes with me. So I have brought my candle, my almond croissant candle. Literally, like, I've never rebought a candle. This will be it. I fucking love this candle. I literally, Target candle, sponsor me, because literally so fucking good. Not Target, because, you know, we boycott Target, but a little bit. Okay. I'm doing my best, and I'm not just frivolously shopping and spending at Target the way that I was previously before the boycott. And at this point, you know, I can go without a lot of shit from Target, but this fucking candle, dude, I love it. Anyway, almond croissant. Go get it.
It's so good.
So I brought the Kindle with me out here. And then I also brought my blanket off my bed. And I was kind of like, it's a little gross out here. So now I'm kind of like, I don't know how I feel about that. But you know what? It's too late. So she's here. But it's also kind of warm. So I'm not using the blanket. I'm sitting on it. I have a coffee. I have an Iced White Mocha. Sorry, I keep clearing my throat. God. It's just a little crispy because I did a little gardening. But I have an Iced White Mocha with caramel and cold foam. And that's my order at Starbucks. But I got this from this place by my doctor that I've been there once before with my old boss and his wife. And we got like one of everything. We got a lot of shit. And like literally, I think one thing was good. And I think we got like 7 or 8 things. So I haven't been back because of that. But every time I go to my doctor, I'm like, God, I wish that place was good. And then I was like, you know what? It's been a couple of years since I tried it. So I went back and now I got my coffee with, you know, the cold foam and the caramel. And that's literally my Starbucks order, sir. So, you know, I didn't really think you could go wrong with that. And you know what? You kind of can't. It's not bad. But then I got 2 tacos. I got a potato, egg, and cheese. I would rate that probably like 5 out of 10. Not great. Not bad. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't like, it was pretty mid. Like the potatoes, I wish they were a little crispier. I wish they had a little more seasoning or something. But they came with salsa, and the salsa was really good. So it evens out. And then I got a brisket, egg, and cheese taco as well. And it was okay. That came with barbecue sauce, and I was a little nervous because I was like, I do not want thick barbecue sauce with my eggs. But it was really thin, and honestly, I was impressed. So, okay. And then, yeah, I had to go to the doctor this morning. Tea. body tea. I lost 7 pounds. But we're not making that the main focus. I'm really trying to actively not make that the main focus. The main focus is that my thyroid has improved a ton and she's looking really good. She's not quite perfect, but like significantly better. So slay. Okay. And then the metformin, she's working, but she's not working enough. So, yeah, like the things are happening, but my insulin is still high. So, I'm gonna stay on that. And then in 3 months, I'll go in for, full blood work, because the annual blood work, and then also so we can retest, you know, the thyroid and the insulin and folic acid or something. I don't know what folic, I don't know if that's the right word, something with the F, folic maybe, I don't know. Honestly, I just record the appointment so that way I can re-listen and be like, okay, I need this or whatever. But yeah, so I need to start. She had told me to take a B12 after the last time, and I did, and I was taking this liquid and I was putting it under my tongue, and it was in this little glass bottle, and when I went to Bonnaroo, it had broke, and then by the time I got home, I just completely forgot about it. So I was like, oh shit, I have not been taking that. Like, I was for a minute, but not no more. But she wants me to take a B complex, so it's, you know, multiple. So B12 and like B2 and B, I don't know, some other fucking B, okay? So I'm gonna go get that. Honestly, I'll probably order that off Amazon. And yeah, so okay, so that's the tea from the doctor's appointment. I didn't cry. And yeah, and then she was like, well, have you weighed yourself? Do you feel like you've lost weight? Like, have you lost weight? And I was like, no, like, I've been trying not to, like, or I decided not to, because I was kind of thinking, I was like, oh, like, I kind of want to see if I'm losing weight or whatever, and then I was just like, better not, because I just don't have the best relationship with the scale, and I feel like that's just pretty complicated, and I feel like even this is really scary because, like, oh, I lost 7 pounds. And I'm like, oh my God, like, that's motivating. That's like, fuck yeah. Like, I am like losing weight. Like, shit is happening. And so, like, that feels kind of good. But I really am scared of making that. I feel like in the past, like, that's usually been the priority versus I want to be healthier is, oh, I need to lose weight or I want to lose weight. And so at this point, I really want to focus. I'm having to actively resist and keep the focus on I'm excited that I'm healthier instead of I'm excited that I lost 7 pounds. And I want to also be excited about that, but I want the main excitement to be that my thyroid is improving and also my insulin is improving slowly but surely. So that's kind of nice. And like, I guess just health update in general. I've leaned back from the mic. I don't know if you can tell. But I have, let's see, I've been really eating breakfast like almost every single day, which is like a huge thing. Well, she wanted me to get more protein and she wanted me to make sure that I'm eating something in the morning, especially with my medicines. So honestly, I feel like I'm really proud of myself. I feel like I've been doing really good in that area. Honestly, this week has not been great because I haven't made protein balls. But yeah, I need to get back on that. I should probably make them. I was getting a little burnt out, honestly, but I feel like I'm ready again, I think. Or just yogurt or something. I've been trying to do that. And then, yeah, lunch. Depends on the day if it's good or not. And dinner, yeah, same kind of thing. But I just feel like I'm at least trying to be more mindful about it. And I feel like I'm satisfied up to this point, but I also think that I can be doing a little something more. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. I want to try to make sure that I cook this week, because sometimes I just like, I don't know, there's always something, you know. So yeah, I'll probably go to the grocery store at some point. But yeah, so yeah, I'm okay with how I've been, but yeah, I think I could be doing a little bit more now. We can take another baby step. So that'll be good. And then yeah, I'm gonna keep taking the thyroid because it's almost where it needs to be, but like, it's not quite there. So we're gonna go a little longer on that, and then yeah, the metformin will go. Yeah, we don't have an end date on that yet, which honestly I'm kind of cool with. I'm like, you know what, whatever, like, I can't up my dosage anymore, so that's cool. So that won't be, just because every time I have up my dosage, the first few days are a little shittier than regular, but like, literally I've been shitting a little more. Other than that, it's just kind of like whatever. It's just something I do now. So there's that. But yeah, I'm glad that, you know, shit is getting better. That makes me feel good. Like, that makes me feel better. Like, you know what? Okay, I'm fucking doing something. I'm doing something. I am in a little bit in control of this. So that feels cool. And yeah, just showing up for myself, you know, and every day I show up a little differently. Some days a little better, some days a little worse, but I think that's the best way to do it, is just take it day by day and like, don't blame myself for not eating perfect one day or whatever. Just kind of making sure, you know, taking it day by day, just taking it day by day, doing what I can. And today is not that day because I had a coffee, and you know what, I went to the doctor. You have to, you know, try a little bit, so that's what I'm doing. Okay, so let's see what's happened since last Monday. I don't think I did anything on Monday, and then Tuesday, after I got off work, went to Cheyenne's, and then we hung out Wednesday. What do we do? Oh, we were watching The Conjuring. We're trying to watch all of them. There's fucking 10. Holy shit. But we watched the first one Tuesday night, and that was cool. I was like, I slept fine, like, I didn't have any scary dream or anything. And then Wednesday, we ran around a little bit in the morning. We went to Spirit Halloween. I got some cute earrings. She got some cute earrings. Oh, we didn't get those from Spirit. We got those from Walmart. Oh, yeah. I got something from Spirit. Oh, I got these sunglasses. Kind of cute, kind of not. They're like, they were in the hippie costume section, and they're just like the circle ones, but they're pink. But I couldn't try them on in the store because the way they had them packaged. So I was like, fuck it, they're like $5, I'm just going to get them. But I put them on, and like, they're just kind of small. Like, the sides of them kind of go, like, it looks like they're going out, not that they're going straight back. Like, does that make sense? Like, I wish the front of them was like a little wider or bigger. Whatever, they're fine. And they were $5, like, kind of sucks, but they were $5, you know, what are you gonna do? But I do want to find sunglasses like that. I really want pink sunglasses. That's something I have been thinking about a lot lately, is pink sunglasses. Just more pink things, because I really just love pink, and I love looking at pink, and I just want to have more pink in my life. Okay, so that was Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday we watched three more of the movies. And Wednesday night, I was a little scared going to bed. I ran to the bathroom and then ran back. And then, oh my god, and Cheyenne freaking scared me on Tuesday night. Because we were watching and, like, we had paused it to, like, run and go to the bathroom and stuff. And I had to go lock my car. And so I was like, bitch, you're coming with me. And I was, like, in the middle of talking. And I was just, like, talking shit or something. And she fucking turned around and scared me and scared the fuck out of me. And she literally just turned around and was like, da! And it scared me. but anyway, and then let's see, Thursday, blah, blah, blah. Oh. Okay, summary, Thursday I had a bad day at work. And Friday and Saturday and literally Monday and Tuesday were there forever. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah. So, Thursday, okay, I'll just say, because I don't want to go all the way into it, A, because, you know, I don't want to get in trouble, and B, because I'm not at work, and so I really just want to not be letting this consume my life whenever I'm not there, and it's just literally so irrelevant to me in this moment. So, pretty much, I got this huge stress added on me Thursday at work. And that kind of, well, definitely carried into Friday. And then Saturday, it carried in just a little less. And Saturday, we were supposed to have our group team bonding that we do, but it got canceled. And so, me and some of the girls had already made plans to, like, go out after and stuff and do this and that. And we were going to spend the night. So, we still did that. It was me, Alexis, and Cassidy. And then Alexis' boyfriend, Jack. And then my friend, Cheyenne. We went out and we snacked a little bit. It was so good. We went to Razoo's and they have these like loaded fries and fuck, they were so good. And we just like sat and talked for a long time and then, not a long time. And we walked like 15 minutes to get there because we were like, fuck it, like let's just walk. And so we went over there and that was good. And then after that we went to another bar and then we went to that piano bar again. And literally 10 out of 10, like it's so freaking fun there. I love it. And it was on the weekend, so it was more popping and like it was just so much fun. But we didn't request any songs because we were like, they probably have like a huge list. So like, you know, it would just take forever for a song to get played. So we're like, whatever. Everyone else is requesting pretty good songs, so fuck it. And then they did a conga line, and we all joined in, and it was so much fun. And then, honestly, we just sang and danced forever, and they had these little microphones and these little, like, light-up stick things. I don't know what they are. But then they were throwing all the microphones away at the end of the night. And so, bitch, guess who came home with a new mic? Ew. Trash girl. Yeah, especially since they were throwing them away. Girl, don't throw them away. Give them to me. I love to sing. So yeah, now I have a cute little pink, and it's pink. So I have a pink mic. It's so cute. And yeah, so Saturday was a lot of fun. And then Sunday morning, we woke up and it was so nice. Like, me, Cheyenne, and Alexis just laid there and talked forever. And, like, it was just so, like, cozy. We were just laying on the couch or sitting on the floor and just yapping. And it was just so nice. And then Cheyenne left because she had to go to work. And she was like, I'm just going to go home first and, like, eat and chill and whatever. So we were like, okay. She left. And then me, Alexis, and her boyfriend woke up. Or he woke up. And then we went to breakfast. And it was good. They took me to this place that they love going to. And, like, they go there often. And, honestly, it was so freaking good. I got these, like, sausage and biscuits, which I've never ordered that. Like, I'm not a big sausage and biscuit girl. Like, breakfast, I love all breakfast food, but in the past, all I've ever got was French toast. And then now I kind of venture around. Like, I'll do, like, the Migas tacos always if they have that. Love that. I don't know. I've kind of switched it up a little bit from the French toast. And I'm kind of sad about that because, like, I really love French toast. I don't like eating something that heavy at this point. Like, I wish I could have, like, one slice of French toast instead of that being, like, my entire meal. So that's why I haven't been getting French toast. But I miss it because at this place they had banana nut French toast, and I was like, that sounds good, but that just sounds so heavy. So, boo, I didn't get it. But the sausage and biscuits were really good. And it was, like, sausage gravy. I mean, not sausage and biscuits. Bitch, I've been meaning to say biscuits and gravy this whole time. But the gravy was sausage gravy. So, yeah, it was, like, the biscuits, and then they had the sausage gravy on top, and then it came with scrambled eggs, and then I got hash browns, too. And, honestly, that made it the perfect bite because the texture was perfect, and also with the hash browns added a little crunch, so 10 out of 10. And then what did Alexis get? She got, fuck, what? Oh, she got an omelet, and it was good. Jack got, like, a yogurt bowl. I didn't try that. Yeah, but then we got blueberry pancakes so we could all have a little bites, and that was good. And they accidentally gave us a blueberry muffin, and oh my god, she was gorgeous. I was so excited, and then we cut it up, and we're all eating it, and, like, literally, I was like, this is good, but it looked way better than it tastes. Like, it looked like it was about to be the best blueberry muffin that I ever had in my life. And it was good, but, like, the presentation was way more better. And then, ooh, both of them got this blueberry muffin coffee. Holy shit, it was so freaking good. Holy shit, it tasted so good. And I was like, wow, I don't really fuck with the blueberry like this. Like, I'm, like, cool with blueberry, but we're not, like, besties like this. But that day, bitch, I might as well have turned into a blueberry. Because the shit was so good. And that coffee, like, I've literally been thinking about it. I'm just, like, I've just, like, never heard of blueberry muffin coffee. And, like, it literally tasted exactly like blueberry muffin in coffee. And, like, it was just so good. It was beautiful. So, anyway, that was breakfast, and then we went to this plant store because, girl, let me tell you, Alexis is a plant mother, and, like, holy shit, literally is so fucking cool. Like, her whole apartment was so cute, and, like, especially her plants. Like, I, like, took a picture of her little plant stand because it's so cute, and she has her little grow lights, and so it looks like little lamps, and, like, it's just, her whole apartment is just such a vibe. But, like, I love plants. Like, they're gorgeous. They just add so much life. Like, I just love it. And so I really want to be a plant mom, and, like, I feel like she kind of motivated me because she was telling me about all her little shits and telling me, you know, what to do, what not to do with this and this and this, and then was like, this one's a good starter plant and blah 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 blah, blah. And then she got a new plant, and, like, oh, she was just so fucking cool, bitch. And so, yeah, I think I've never, okay, let's see, I've had an air plant. One of them, I thought it was fake, and so, Honestly, I think it's still in my room. I probably had it for like 4 years. I just bought this random plant because I thought it was cute and fake. And then someone's like, that's not fake. But if we're being honest, I think she's still alive. And I've never watered it. Okay, so probably not alive, but I'm going to look at her when we go back in and see. And then, let's see. That, and then I had an air plant that I bought in, I think, like, last... it was in the spring. But I don't really know when. It was the day I got a tattoo, but I don't know which one. But the last three tattoos I got pretty back to back, and that was in the spring too, but I don't know, I think it was like April and stuff, but yeah, I don't know, somewhere in the spring. But I kept it alive all the way until I went to Bonnaroo, but then while I was gone she died, so whatever. But those were really easy. It was literally like missed it once a week, and then the fluorescent lights were good for it, and obviously I have a ring light, so she was working till she wasn't. But I haven't really ever tried to keep plants alive, but yeah, I'm like, I kind of am like, ooh shit, maybe I'll get a little plant, like that would be cool. So anyway, she's fucking awesome. She's a plant girl, and we went to this plant store and it was so cool. And then after that we went home and we started playing games. We played Uno, and it was funny because when me, Brody, and Brianna play, like, I suck the most. I literally lose every single time because we're always like, oh, the first person who wins, like, we keep it going and the last two play. And, like, I literally am always the biggest loser. Like, I lose every fucking time. And, like, I keep playing, but honestly, like, I'm getting mad. Like, I want to fucking win. I'm a sore ass fucking loser. I hate losing. Damn it. So it was fun because Alexis was the biggest loser. Sorry, girl. But yeah, so I still lost to Jack, but I didn't double lose. So slay. We were playing The Office Uno. So it was funny. The cards were all different. And then, yeah, it was fun. And then we were looking for other games to play, and I was like, they had this couples game, and it's like just like deep questions and stuff, and I was like, I want to play this. Like, I know this is a couples game, but like, I love getting deep, like, let's do this. And so we did, and it was really fun, and it was really funny too. And like, there was one, like, we had to draw each other, and so it was funny because I drew Alexis and Alexis drew Jack and Jack drew me, and it was so fucking funny. Like, he's like, you can't get offended. And then he shows me, and like, it's so fucking funny. Honestly, I'm gonna look at it right now because I'm like, what the hell. Like, he's like, I got your nails, and he just like drew like little fucking points on my fingers, and I have like claws. It's funny. Yeah, it's freaking funny looking. And then Alexis, I mainly focused on her hair because she has a shag haircut, and so I feel like, you know, I got that going. And I drew her necklace and her tank top. Her face, I'm not good at the face thing, so the face kind of looks fucked. It doesn't look fucked, it just looks like I just drew little circles for her eyes and little lines for her eyebrows, and like the nose, I just did the little like stick figure as fuck. But I tried. I feel like I put a little effort into it. And then her drawing of Jack is funny. Honestly, it's pretty good. Like, I feel like it looks like him. But she also draws, so boo. But that was so funny. And then, what else? Ugh, I'm looking at the picture of her freaking little plants. It's so cute. And her apartment. I literally am like, I love the aesthetic here. I'm taking a picture. So I did. And she has a lot of plants. Two of her plants are in quarantine because they got millibugs. And so she had to order ladybugs. So that way, because the ladybugs eat soft-bodied animals. And so, bugs. And so they ate the millibugs. And so yeah, once the ladybugs eat all them up, then they get to come out of quarantine. So, yay. So, yeah, that was... what day was that? That was Sunday. And then, yeah, we played that. And then we literally... she has a balcony, so we just sat out the balcony and talked. And Jack had left. He had a couple of errands that he had to go run. So, me and Alexa just hung out and talked. And, like, it was so fun. Like, I love her. I love getting to know her. And, like... I feel like she's really interesting. Like, I feel like everyone is really interesting, but I just love, like, the honeymoon phase of friendships or, like, anything. Just when you're first getting to know someone, like, it just feels so cool. And, like, I want to make sure, I want to try to bring that more to my longer-ish termed relationships. Like, I still want to be just as curious and as open in them. So that's something I'm thinking about, too. Because I just, like, I just love it so much. Like, every time I meet a new person. So, but I'm like, I just want to learn how to feel that way more with all my other people too. And I think I'm like medium good at it, but I just want to be better. I think I could be better at that. Okay. So yeah, Sunday was just such a good chill girls day. And well, and Jack. So just a good day with friends. Okay. And then Monday, let's see. I think Monday I came and hung out with Brody and Brianna. Or maybe that was Sunday. No, I don't know. I don't know, whatever. And we just talked and we got into some conversations that were honestly kind of hard, but I think a little productive. I think definitely productive, like, I think it's better. We were talking just more about the man thing and figuring that out. And I don't know. Honestly, I was feeling like pretty like shitty about it. And so yeah, we had to have a little bit of a difficult conversation about it. But then today, actually, we talked a little bit more about it, and I feel a lot better about it. And like, yeah, I feel a lot more curious, and I feel like. Because I've been thinking about it, and literally, I, like, Operation Hate Men Less. I'm so fucking for real. And, yeah, I just feel like the last, yeah, today's conversation was just, like, I feel like, okay, I feel like I'm actually making actual progress. Because I feel like in the time from our last conversation to today, I've just kind of been thinking, and I'm like, okay, if it's not because they're a man, then what is it? Like, what is the common denominator? And yeah, I'm like, it's just so confusing. And I feel like I was thinking about it, okay, from not only like all the sexual abuse that you know, I've experienced, or people I love have experienced, or literally just, I feel like the more people that I talk to who are commonly women, do have stories that are commonly men hurting them sexually. And so it's like, okay, so what is all of this sexual abuse? Like, where is this coming from? And I feel like I've mostly just been like, okay, it's all men. It's all men. It's because they're a man. It's because they're a man. And I feel like that is not the right way to go about it. And I feel like I've mostly just been like, okay, like, obviously I'm not handling this in the bestest way, but I don't feel like I'm handling it in the least best way. And because what I'm doing is kind of working, like, cutting all men out of my life does, it has helped keep me out of any weird situation. But I don't think that's, like, fair, you know, because, you know, like, the not all men thing, and, like, it's not because they're men, and so, like, that's, I don't know, I feel like it is prejudiced, and the more that I'm hearing, you know, the comparisons of that, I feel like it's definitely, like, very clear that it is extremely similar to just being racist, like how people are racist, you know, hating a group of people based off this one thing, like, you know, hating all men because of this one thing, like, that is kind of still, that is the same thing. And so obviously, like, I don't want to be doing that. Like, I want to change that because it does feel wrong. And yeah, so I'm just done doing that. I'm done fucking hating men as a whole for this thing because, you know, I think that's an oversimplification and an overgeneralization. And, like, I think I've known that, but I'm like, this is just the best way I can fuck with this. And, like, it's, like, not a priority. Like, this is working. I'm satisfied with where, not satisfied with where I'm at, but, like, it can be on the back burner for a while. But I just feel like it can't really anymore because I'm like, I know I come on here a lot and hate men, and, like, I don't think that's the right approach, and I don't think I want to be just spreading hate, you know? So I want to be growing, and I want to be improving, and I want to be making sure that I'm not creating more, like, divide. And I think hating men as much as I have and as a whole has definitely been creating divide, and it's also closing me off from any connection ever from a whole group of people, which, like, the whole thing is, like, I don't want to have anything in my life that creates power and divide. Like, I just want connection and closeness and, like, equality. So, yeah. Operation Hate Menless. And that will just also help, you know, get rid of the gender binary, just because I feel like a lot of that, the more that I learn about that and, like, from other perspectives, I just think, yeah, like, I don't really know what gender is. I don't really know if it even is, like, I don't really know. And the more that I hear about, the more that I'm like, oh yeah, I don't really know how I feel about gender. Like, is that even a thing? So I think that also taking the fact that they're men out of the situation will just help more. So things are happening, the wheels are turning, and yeah, so I feel a lot more open because he's like, people are just so individual, you know, like, basing this one thing off of this one thing, like, that's just like a disservice because, you know, we don't want to be. And it's like how girls, you know, they'll be like, I'm not like the other girls, you know, like, we don't want to be put in this box. So it's like, it's not fair to put all these people in this box. Like, you need to come in with a more open and curious mind and, like, just, like, really recognize that people are extremely individual and there's all individual reasons for things. Because I feel like what I've been doing is trying to find the common denominator so I can make this assumption about them that, and it's been just because they're men, but now I've been trying to shift that, and so I've been trying to find a different common denominator. And I feel like basically what, like, Brody is helping me figure out is, like, just try to not make an assumption, which is a lot easier said than done because, you know, that's what your brain does. It tries to create patterns and find patterns and, like, so you can kind of learn about someone. But I think if he's, like, just questioning that and kind of pushing back on that and just being, like, challenge that and be curious about it, like, I think that'll just be more beneficial and more productive. So I really want to do that. I do really want that. I feel like that definitely, it's not like I can argue with anything that he said this whole time. Like, I feel like, yeah, I definitely, like, I'm realizing how, what a disservice it is to me and all the men to try to make this whole group this thing. So yeah, I want to stop doing that, and I'm working on that, and I feel like I am actually having some productive change, progressive change, so that's cool. What else did we talk about? We talked about my work stuff a little bit. Yeah, no, I don't want to get into that, but it's just something that's stressing me out. But I feel like overall, I think my doctor's appointment went well today, and I think that was something I was kind of stressing about. So that's cool. That was stressing me out. And then, okay, let's see what happened yesterday. Yesterday, I came home and chilled, and I went to bed really early. That was really nice. Oh, fuck, I was watching the Charlie Sheen documentary. I forgot about that. Shit, I'll probably go back in and watch that again. Because I fell asleep. I don't know whenever I fell asleep, but at some point. So, yeah, I need to watch that. Chris is going to go get some hot chicken, Nashville hot chicken. So, I'm excited for that. I got some sliders. And their fries are fucking fire. What else has happened? What else am I thinking about? I don't know. Honestly, I just feel like I'm kind of like in a pretty decent mood. I feel like today, I feel like I've been really stressed. And I feel like this work thing, like I feel like I was really stressing changing my schedule. And that was like weighing a lot on me. And I was really stressed about that. And then I finally, you know, got that figured out. And then now, and then I had a few weeks that were just magical. Everything was great. I was like, oh, work, yay. And yeah, then it just kind of all changed. So now I'm kind of have another weight on my shoulders at work. So yeah, hopefully that changes soon. Yeah, I don't know, we'll see. But you know, the only way to go is up. The only way to go is up, okay? And also, I was just thinking, I've just been thinking, you know, I don't have a dream job. I think that's something I've said a bazillion times. I'm sorry. But I just think it would be so cool to try as many jobs as possible. And I really love the movie The Wrong Missy. And, like, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's on Netflix. Fucking 10 out of 10. But I don't know. I just love her so much. I'm like, she's fucking crazy, but like, I'm obsessed with her. Like, I want to be that kind of crazy because she's just so cool. And like, I think it's so cool that she just knows how to solve all these little problems and just has all these random little skill sets. And like, I just think that would be so cool to like, cause I think it's so cool that I just like, I could whip up a 5-course Italian meal from scratch. What the hell? You would never think that of me, okay? But I can do that, like, from my last job. I know how to work a deli slicer, okay? I know how to fucking make pasta from scratch. Like, I just know, like, random fucking little shit. And I just think it's cool, like, that I can learn this shit from jobs. And so I was just thinking, like, I want to try everything. And something I was thinking that I've never thought before is, what if I go work at a car place? Because then I can go and learn how to do all the car shit. And that's really cool because guess what? I'm going to have a car forever. Everyone around me has cars. Everyone has cars everywhere. You have cars. So I can just be like, if I just know shit about cars, like if I learn how to change my oil, which Jalen just learned how to do that from YouTube. Shout out, Jalen. That's fucking badass. But if I just like know how to change oil and like that's just a quick little, oh yeah, I done that 100 times. Come on. And then I just change your little oil real quick. Ain't no thing. And like if there's something wrong with your car, I can kind of be like, ooh, well, we could try this. Or like I could just know random little car fucking things. And I just feel like, you know, that would just help me out in my life forever. Like that was such a good thing to have. And like, what if I go fucking work at like, well, I don't know, there's a lot of jobs I could do. Anything. Brody was working on his bike this morning and I was like, dude, if I worked at a little bike store or something, then guess what? I'm like, ooh, like I just know everything about bikes and I can be like, ooh, do this, do that, do that, or let me do it. And then I can just whip out my little toolbox, get a little shit going. Like, you know, I could go work, I don't know, I could just learn how to do so many things and then just have this full skill set of like all this random shit. And I was talking about random shit. I was telling this to one of my clients the other day and I was talking about Missy in the movie The Wrong Missy. And I'm like, she like is CPR certified and she's like has a chiropractor like license and whatever. I don't know, she has all these fucking random things. And so I'm just telling my clients this and she's like, you could go get CPR certified today. I was like, girl, I know that, like I know that. I used to be CPR certified. I think. I don't know if I was fully certified, but I'm pretty sure because in one of my classes we did the whole thing and did all the training for it. I think I was CPR certified, but honestly, I don't know. But I'm like, I could do that again. Like, that would be such a good thing to have, because you know what? People fucking choke and die all the time. So, you know, I've never seen anyone give CPR, and I've never been in a situation where I needed it and didn't have it. But I'm just saying, I could. So, I don't know, just little random useful things like that, I think would be really cool to just know. And I know a lot of people are CPR certified and whatever, but I mean, also just in careers, or I don't even know what's, whatever, in a job that I have, I could have a job that teaches me a lot of useful life things. So I think that would be cool. And I, just because I really love to push back on a dream job whenever someone says that. And so I just feel like this is another way to just be like, yeah, what the fuck? Like, having one job for your entire life, that just seems so insane to me. And if you want to, and people that find purpose in their career, like, that makes sense. That's cool, cool, cool. But just for everyone who feels the social pressure of like, oh, I have to find a job. I have to find this job, the right job, the job. And I just feel like the social pressure is such fucking bullshit. And I just want to find all my little ways like that help make me more secure in not feeling that social pressure and feeling that, you know, I'm making money to live, you know, I'm working to live, not living to work, okay? And I don't know, I just think it would be cool if I could get more. I want to learn how to, you know, make the system work for me instead of just being a robot in the system. I want to use the system to in the best ways, in the most beneficial ways for me. I want to have a higher quality of life, okay? So, yeah, but for now, still lashing, doing the thing, do. Yeah. Anyway, love you. It's already been 47 minutes, so honestly, I'm like, you know what? Cool, because I really didn't know where I was going to go with this today, just because I feel like the things that have been on my mind the most is work and the men thing I actually do feel in a good headspace about that today, and like productive and like actual, like I feel like there's a little hope that this is working. And the work thing, like I said, yeah, it's just fucking I don't want to think about that. That's why I'm one day off. I have to deal with that every other day of the week, so not today, baby, not today, kind of. But let's see. Okay, so Slay, what is going on? I'm like, okay, and then on Monday, I hung out with Jalen, and that was good because we haven't got to hang out. We were kind of playing, like, fucking, we were going back and forth all week last week because it was like, oh, I can't hang out that day, but I can hang out this day. And then she's like, oh, I can't hang out that day, but I can hang out this day. And we were just going back and forth forever. But we finally got to hang out on, yeah, Monday, and we colored, and that was fun. And she made breakfast tacos for dinner because she really wanted them and she was thinking about them a lot. So we did that. And then, oh my fucking shit. Also, what day was that? Okay, last Thursday or Friday, honestly, I don't know. I think last Thursday or last Friday, sorry. I don't know, whatever. We went to the lake, me, Brody, and Brianna. And it was Friday, yeah. And we were in the water, and it was getting dark. It was almost dark. And we are sitting there, and we see this something swim by. Only the head above water, nothing else. And it was, like, going kind of fast, and it was kind of close to us. And I was like, ah, hell nah, hell no. And, like, it wasn't an alligator, it wasn't a dog, it wasn't a person, obviously. We didn't know what the fuck it was, literally no idea. So we get out of the water, and we're like, what the hell? And then it just swam away, and then we were kind of like, okay, cool, like, whatever. So we get back in, I'm still skeptical, but I'm like, it's okay, like, everything's fine, it's gonna be okay, it's way over there, like, whatever. So we're standing in the water again, and we're talking, and then I'm like mid-sentence and Brittany's like, oh my god, Brittany is right behind you. He didn't say, he was just like, Brittany, come over here, it's behind you. And I'm like, no, I'm fucking not, I'm fucking not, like, god, get me the fuck out of here. And we're only like waist deep, like we're not too far out, but like, oh my god, it was, and it was in between us and the shore, like, of course. But he was like, it was really close to you. I'm like, no, it fucking wasn't, bitch, don't fucking say that. And so we had no idea what it was, and so we were thinking, I was like, is it a beaver? Like, is that a beaver? Is that stupid to think? Like, I don't know. And it was heading like towards the cove, like I don't know, but it was kind of in the middle, like, I was like, could it be a beaver? Like, what the fuck? I don't know what that is. And we didn't see the tail, but also it was dark, and like we could only see it for like a few seconds, like we really didn't get a good glance, and it was dark, and like, yeah, we couldn't super see. So we were thinking either beaver, snake, or I don't know what else we were thinking, but yeah. And so we were like walking around and trying, like walking around all the edges and trying to find it again, and we couldn't see it. And then we decided that those were two different ones because they both came going the same direction and they were just a little bit apart. And so I was Googling it and it said it was either a snake, which I don't think it was a snake because like snakes are pretty on top of the water, and like it was a big one, like it was not just a little old snake, fuck. So that was a little fucking scary, especially since it was pretty fucking close to me, like the second one. So it's fucking horrifying. Or a river otter. It said it was like pretty likely that it was a river otter, because they travel in groups, or like not alone, and so like since we saw two, like it was saying it was probably that. But it was also possible that it was because river otters are like curious. Let me look actually, because that was a few days ago. I don't know what all she said. But yeah, it was like most likely a river otter, also possibly a beaver. Could have been a snake, but it was like snakes are pretty like, you know, they don't want to mess with, like, they're pretty shy, and beavers are kind of shy, it was saying. So it's like they don't really want to mess with you, like they're not gonna just come up to you for no reason. Let's see. Yeah, I was saying that it was likely a river otter because they swim with their head visible and pop up repeatedly. And they're curious sometimes, come close to people, travel in family groups. So seeing another one fits the otter's behavior. Could have been a beaver because beavers are nocturnal and commonly show just ahead above water too, but they avoid people and tend to stick to shorelines and lodges. I was saying if we saw the tail, then it was a beaver. And I'm like, well, obviously we didn't see the tail. Saying neither river otters or beavers seek to harm people. Otters are playful and curious. Beavers are shy. Bites do happen rarely. Usually when they're when they're cornered, protecting their young or sick. Watch their wound to get medical attention. Both species, it's uncommon that they have rabies, but whatever. I was saying avoid swimming after dark when the wildlife is most active. Okay. And it was saying, you know, if I should report it, like if I wanted to report it. And I'm like, well, I don't really know what it was, so I don't really want to say, like, but also I didn't realize, like, I knew otters were a thing, but I didn't realize there was just like little river otters and lakes and stuff, especially over here. Like, I don't know, but I kind of think, because I don't remember if I was doing the podcast at this time, but there was one day I was at this other pond and I kept seeing something, and it had four legs and it would come up and then it would go down, and like it had a tail, it had a little butt, like it looked like, I don't know, I was like, I've never seen that. And it kept going underwater for a long time, then it would just swim up and then go back under for like not just a few seconds, like it was like underwater and it was just swimming all over this pond. So I was like, I don't know what the hell that was. And I was like, I literally have no idea what that could be. So I feel like, I don't know, whatever we saw in the lake the other day was definitely like bigger than that thing that I saw at the pond. But yeah, I don't know what it was. So maybe an otter, hopefully, I guess. But it seems like they're cool. You know, they're playful. They're curious. But I was fucking scared as fuck because literally that's such a big fear of mine is like some shit being in the fucking water and I can't see it. And then the motherfucker was right behind me. And then there was another one. And like, oh, now there's just, now I know that there's like something else swimming in the water. Like, I know that there's little fish and stuff, but like something swimming above the water, like, oh, it can sneak up on me. And like, it was kind of big. Like, so that was pretty fucking scary. Yeah, glad it's starting to not be so fucking hot where we just go to the lake all the time and it's fun. Hopefully I'll forget about this by next summer. We'll see. Wow, that was scary. I forgot. Okay, so you're... Yeah. what else? I'm like, I feel like that was a lot. I feel like, my mom is sick, boo. I think I may have gotten her sick, which I'm confused because I really thought I had a sinus infection. I was pretty sure I had a sinus infection. So I don't know. But whatever. Either way, she's sick and she doesn't leave the house. So it has to be for me. So that sucks. But we hung out a little bit last night and just yapped and talked. Yeah. Ooh, and I found this tequila that I was looking for that we had at the lake house. I think it was like in July or I don't know, it was in August. Yeah, so I guess weeks ago. I don't know, whatever. Then I was like, oh, this tequila was so good. We was taking the shots, all the things. And I freaking found it. It's called El Mexicano or El Mexicano. Because I went in and I was like saying, I was like, El Mexicano, and he was like, El Mexicano, and I was like, yes, yes, that. And I don't know, like, I just like, I think I like when people pronounce things right, but I get nervous to do it. Like, I'm like, I'm just like, I have such a like white, like valley girl accent, so like something in Spanish, like, I don't know. And my friend, like my coworker friend Maria, like her name, is M-A-A-R-I-A, so it's, like, Maria, but, like, I just, like, I don't know, sometimes I'm, like, I get embarrassed, I'm, like, oh, like, I don't, like, that's embarrassing, like, I don't know, I get nervous doing an accent, or, like, doing, like, saying things the way that they're supposed to be said, and it's, like, I don't want to get embarrassed by that, because it's literally how it's meant to be said, but I do, so I'm working on it. But anyway, the tequila, fucking fi. I don't say fi, but I have a client who says it, and I'm like, you know what? It's kind of sticking. Like, I kind of like it, but I try to refrain because she is in high school, and that is a thing that, you know, the kids these days are using. Because, you know, we say fire, like, oh, that's fire. Like, that's not that crazy, but fi, like, I don't know. I kind of like it, but... Anyway, yeah, go get that tequila. I went, yeah, to 3 different liquor stores to find it, but I did, and I got her, and she was perfect, and I got these THC-infused drinks, and it sucked because we literally opened one of them, took a couple sips, and then we were leaving to go out, so we kind of wasted that one, and then I have 3 left, which I haven't drank them, but I have them. One of them's margarita flavor. So was one of the ones that, or the one that we wasted. But yeah, I have another one, and I have pink lemonade, and then I have cherry rose, something rose. I don't know. So we'll see, because I like the idea of a THC drink. That feels fun. And I've had one before, but not just that. I want to try just the drink. Maybe I'll do that today. We'll see. But anyway, I fucking love you. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for giving me room to grow. Thanks for listening to me. And thanks for not taking my whole word and deeming me a bad person for that. Because I'm kind of scared. Shine was talking about listening to the podcast, and I was just like, oh, I don't know. And she's like, I'll give you time to think about it. Like, I don't have to. Like, absolutely don't have to. I just, like, want to. And I'm like, oh, it's just scary because, like, I feel like it's a little bit of a different version of me. Like, it's just so real. And, like, I come back and I, you know, will say things that I'm thinking, like, especially if it's in the heat of the moment. And, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I was just like, if anything feels weird, like, you have to tell me. And, like, I think that's the thing is, like, just because I feel like on here, like, I'm pretty vulnerable. And, like, I feel like I talk about, which I'm also pretty vulnerable in person, but it's different in person because, like, if it feels not right to them, they can say it right then. Where here, it's like, I'm just kind of testing things. I'm just throwing them out there. And it's not like you're directly being like, ooh, Brittany, it was fucked up when you did this. Like, ooh, this was weird. This was weird. But obviously, since she is my friend in real life as well, for her to be listening to this, I would also want her to be pushing back on anything that feels weird that she hears on here. So, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Just because I don't know. And I'm like, I feel pretty, like, similar. Like, I feel like a lot of things I have talked about on here, like, we all have also talked about, like, with people in my life. But I don't know, I'm like, whenever I really sit here and think about, like, if I'm feeling like a shitty person, I feel like sometimes I get scared that, oh, well, I said this thing this one time, or I did this. And, like, especially the hating on men, which, you know, at this point now, I'm just done doing that. Like, I'm still gonna fuck up, and there's still gonna be, you know, there's still tons of room to grow, but, like, I'm just not gonna be the way that I've been in the past. But I just, like, I wanna be that with everything. And, like, I feel like I would always do things differently, but, like, just don't hold me to anything that I've said, because I want to be changing what I'm saying forever, every day. So I don't know, but yeah, so I haven't told her if she can listen or not. And I'm like, oh god, I'm just a little scared. But it also would be kind of cool, because then it's like she's connected to multiple versions of me. So I feel like that could be cool. But yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. But we're hanging out Sunday. And yeah, I don't know what we're going to do, but it'll be good. And guess what? I only work one more Tuesday. Yeah. Okay. So I'm pretty fucking pumped about that. I can't wait, because then I'm going to be off on Tuesday and Wednesday and Sunday. So yeah, I'm super excited about that. Literally, oh, it's just going to be so good. It's just going to be so good. I can't wait. So I'm super excited for that. I'm excited for more work-life balance. So, yeah. Anyway, if you can't tell, I'm fucking pumped. Anyway, I love you. Do good. Do good. I was going to say do good something, but I feel like do good, period. Let's see. The outro is always weird, because I'm like, I guess I could be done talking, but also I could keep talking. And then I also, like, what are the last things I want to say? Like, I feel like, ooh, last words. Let me think. And then I'm like, I don't know, you know? But I love you. And I'm like, what do I want to leave you with? I want to leave you with love, peace, love, happiness. Live, laugh, love. That is the energy. But genuinely. So, sending good vibes through the mic. Okay, I'll shut the fuck up, because I honestly am just fucking talking to talk at this point. Okay, love you, bye.